News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. But listen, we're going to open the phone lines up, and I'm going to ask you to kind of stay on topic if you don't mind. We've talked about a lot of things today. So if you want to call in, 866-494-9866, 866-494-9866. The topics I'm going to ask you to go with are Afghanistan, and we've also talked about COVID restrictions. And then I'm going to talk about right to work right now. Right to work. What does that mean? Right to work. I got a right to work. Do you? So here's the thing. Understand this, first of all. Here's the good news. Let me give you some good news, all right? Alabama, you are doing pretty darn well in the economic recovery since the pandemic started. We are what's known, if you're not familiar, we're what's known as a right to work state. Alabama, we even went so far as when I was in the legislature, we passed it in the form of a constitutional amendment and embedded it in our Constitution. Well, so right to work, what that basically means is no one can force you into a union. That's what that means. It means you have a right to work without being forced into a union. You don't have to go to work and have someone tell you, hey, you don't pay your dues, you don't work. No, that doesn't happen. Not in Alabama. Not allowed to do it. Now, do they try to unionize? Certainly. But it has to be voluntary. You can even work at a unionized plant and not be in the union, if I'm not mistaken. And states right now with right to work laws like Alabama have done especially well in the post-pandemic recovery, and it's been amazing to watch. Now, right-to-work laws, literally, they prevent workers from being forced to pay dues to the union. Got it? All right? Anyone can join a union, but they can't be fired for refusing to pay dues to a union they don't want to join. That's a huge piece. There are 27 states, like Alabama, that have said, you know what? That's a good idea. We're not going to make people go in there and have to join the union they don't want to be a part of. They just want to work. They want to have a right to work. So that's Alabama law. Well, it seems common sense, right? And it's supported, according to polling, it's supported by like 8 out of 10 Americans believe that we should have it that way. But big labor unions spend billions of dollars on political lobbying. And so right now there's 23 states that still allow union officials to take money out of people's paychecks without their consent. Yep. But the 27 states that do have been having the greatest recovery of anyone. I mean, think about it. It's because businesses want to be in states like that, and people want to work in states like that. Less money out of your paycheck for unions that don't always stand for the things that you want to stand for. All right? Plus, if you get down to it, the unionized states, typically, according to this study that I'm looking at right now, have over $7,600 more in unfunded pension liabilities per capita than any right-to-work state. What that means is a smaller future tax burden. So what you're looking at here is a right-to-work state like Alabama is doing great by comparison to those that aren't. Okay, why does that matter, Phil? I mean, we're Alabama. Okay, great, we got a good thing going on. Well, that's a huge deal, except that, understand this, the Democrats right now are in charge in D.C., right? Yep. And Bernie Sanders, he is working the issue as hard as he can. Mr. Huge Union Guy is literally saying he has got right now, he's in charge of the reconciliation bill that is written right now to deny employees choice in the workplace. So just, you know, here we were yesterday celebrating Labor Day. Well, ironically, Congress is soon about to consider legislation that literally says whether or not workers have a say in how they communicate with their employees. And there's also a provision in the reconciliation bill, if I'm not mistaken, that abolishes right-to-work laws. Now, how are they going to do that? I don't know. See, we had the foresight when I was in the Senate to embed that in our state constitution. It's not a matter of statute. It's a constitutional matter under a state constitution. But literally right now, we've got one bill that's being touted by Bernie Sanders that literally says they're allowed to have what's called secondary strikes. That's where a union takes action on its own to block negotiations with other non-unionized entities that are trying to do business with their company. Like as a hypothetical here in this article, imagine the United Auto Workers has a unionized General Motors plant. And then a secondary strike comes along. The UAW would strike if GM purchased parts from non-union suppliers or provided vehicles to non-union dealerships. And the strike would last then until GM stopped working with those companies or the workers become unionized. That is absolutely not not a good way to do business, because then what you're doing is the market's not driving the economy anymore. The union is. Now, I'm sure there's a time and a place when unions had their spot, and my granddaddy was a union man, all right? He was a steel worker in Birmingham back in the heyday of the steel industry. But those days are past. We have laws in place right now that protect the workers to the nth degree. And when a plant is unionized, you wind up finding higher wages have to be paid, which makes the cost of the business itself and the services or the widgets it provides go up. And all said and done, Bernie Sanders is committed to getting this thing passed. It's called the PRO Act, and it's blended into the reconciliation bill. You know, the multi-trillion-dollar spending bill? Oh, yeah, the one they're trying desperately to get through. And all of this is happening right now as we speak. And so, you know, we're looking right now at things that are happening in D.C. while Alabama is literally at 3.2% unemployment. That's awesome. I mean, you got California, which is at 7.6. You've got New York, which is at 7.6 or 7. In Alabama, 3.2%. As an attorney, I do a lot of real estate work, and multiple times I have done things for people who have come here from other states. I just this morning did a real estate closing for a couple moving here from Colorado because they said they could no longer abide by the policies of their state and the manner in which it had become so difficult to live there. And they came here just to check it out because they had a friend who had moved here years ago, and they drove around. They said, relaxed, and, you know, property values are great, and property taxes are low. Holy cow. And they said, that's it. We're moving. And they just picked up and came to Alabama. Not the first one I've done a closing for like that. I've had multiple come here from California. They said, we've got to get out of that state where we're at because they're taxing us into oblivion. I've got one who said that they literally felt like they ought to put on the back of their U-Haul as they drove to Alabama, you know, see you later, and just, you know, basically on the way out the door. But all this to say, we are doing great as a state, and that's the positive news I need you guys to hear. By the way, phone lines are open. If you want to call in on the topics we've talked about today, 866-494-9866. How do you feel about Afghanistan? How do you feel about the jobs reports that I'm talking about right now? And how do you feel about COVID restrictions? 866-494-9866. So listen, back on this economy thing, all right? There's been a whole lot of stuff going on, and some things have happened just in the last few days. Franklin Graham, I've got a printout here of all the paper. I burned some paper on this show, but I've got all the paper. And one of them is a report this morning. Franklin Graham, speaking into what is going on in the world society right now. And by the way, Franklin Graham, his dad's an amazing person, a hero of mine. Franklin Graham has done some amazing things himself. Everything from running the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and Samaritan's Purse, which, by the way, when I was in Afghanistan, I saw a lot of aid organizations coming and going in the war zone. There were only two that I saw that really got out there, or like got way out there, like got so far out there that you feared for their safety, but they were willing to do it because it was where the help was needed. One was a group called Shelter for Life, and the other one was Samaritan's Purse. But all that to say, Franklin Graham came out this morning, and he said literally, it is time that we get aside from this political mismanagement and the giving of political stimulus payments constantly, because giveaway packages, he says, have encouraged people not to go to work. And that's true. Well, it ended yesterday, and Franklin Graham said, God created us to work, and on this Labor Day yesterday, join me in thanking him for his hand of blessing on this nation through the years, and pray for America and our leaders to turn to God. But he went on to talk about the fact that the quality of this nation is also built upon how people go to work. And so we've got the situation going on right now where literally the jobs report did not come back strong. The Biden administration was looking for a win. They were hoping for upwards of 750,000 new jobs. They got 235,000. I guarantee you, what you're going to wind up seeing is that in the next quarterly report, now that they've ended the enhanced unemployment compensation as of yesterday, and people aren't getting paid to sit at home and do nothing, that you're going to see more people suddenly flooding back to work. In fact, you're going to see a glut on the jobs market, I bet you, of people saying, okay, I can no longer make bank just by sitting at home and playing, you know, with my video games, and you're going to see it. It's going to happen. Hey, folks, I see we got a caller on the line. I'm going to go to line four, Copper, Kirby from Harvest. Hey, Kirby, Phil Williams here on Right Side Radio. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to add a little comment about what you just said about people moving from some of these states that are liberal, you know.
Yeah.
Don't bring your liberal ideas with you. Leave them back in New York or wherever you're coming from. Now, I work in electronics as an engineer for the government, and I've got a technician who's from Pennsylvania and another technician I know who's from upstate New York. And both of them said, if you're going to bring your ideas down, just stay where you're from.
No doubt.
You know, bad ideas never work, and communism has been run through many tests. We've designed boards that work before, and, you know, if the board doesn't work several tests, we figure something's wrong. We need to do what you call troubleshooting or debugging.
Right. Right.
I wish these people would go back to debug mode and quit putting the board up on the cabinet, and we'll come back next year and test it. No, it doesn't work. We'll come back 10 years later and test it. No, it doesn't work. We'll come back 100, 200, you name it, years. I mean, we would be scratching our heads and saying, we need to fix this before we ran any other tests on it.
No doubt. No doubt, Kirby. You're right. I mean, I heard it said that Nevada, some people call it East California, because so many people are flooding out of California into Nevada, but they're bringing the things that they believed in that were crushing the California economy with them. And luckily the ones that I've met so far who came to Alabama were looking just to get away from all that. And so far everybody that I've met is coming here to get away from that stuff. But, hey Kirby, thanks for the call. Appreciate you being in the audience and thanks for that input. And you are exactly right. We want them to come here. Just don't bring their policies with them or bring that state's policies with them. But folks, listen, on Friday, the Labor Department released its August jobs report showing that 235,000 jobs were created, which the economists had expected around 750,000. That means there's still 5.3 million fewer people working than before the pandemic. And I'm going to tell you right now, when you pay people to sit at home and the pay they get from sitting at home doing nothing is, you know, on par or equal to or even a little more than what they would have made by going to work, guess what a lot of them are going to choose? Yep. They're going to wind up choosing to just sit at home, and the economy suffers because of it. And some of these states that made their decisions not to change that policy, well, the rest of us get to deal with it. But at least you live in Alabama. At least you live in the state that saw fit to end that program way back in June and get rid of it early and put people back to work. And we are now at 3.2% unemployment. Number seven in the nation, folks. Number seven in the nation, Alabama. That's right. Number seven in the nation for people being back to work. That is good, good news. And I'm going to tell you, it's because we decided that labor means labor. And we celebrate Labor Day in Alabama. And we are a right-to-work state. And we do not believe the government should shut us down to the point that we can never come back. Let's quit paying people to be at home. Time to go back to work, folks. All right, people, we're taking a short break. We'll come back and wrap up the day. It's been a full one. We'll leave the phone lines open for a minute. If you want to call, I can take one or two. 866-494-9866. 866-494-9866. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN, the News Talk giant of North Alabama. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio, the final few minutes of the day, the biggest show spreading across the northern part of the state in the afternoons. And listen, we always say it, and I'll say it again, solid conservative, just plain right. And we enjoy our audience. We got a great audience. And listen, folks, you some of y'all are, you're literally hitting the drive home right now, all right? So hit the road safely. You got the long weekend, I hope you did, the Labor Day weekend. And as you're heading home, let me just leave you with a word of encouragement. You heard me talking about the fact that Alabama's at 3.2% unemployment. What a great thing, because when you look around the nation, not everybody can say that. Alabama's a right-to-work state. Not every state can say that. Alabama is a state, by the way, that adapts and overcomes at every single turn. I mean, look at our history. I mean, look at what a cool state we are in terms of industry. At a time when cotton used to be the king, Alabama was one of the leaders in developing cotton for the world. And as cotton began to wane and become less and less of our driving of our economy, steel became one of those things. And we were, at one point, we were the Pittsburgh of the South, developing steel. And as steel began to wane in terms of what our capabilities were as a state, what happened? The aerospace industry happened, and the space industry happened, and the military communities took on more of a life. And I'm going to tell you right now, Alabama has been through the hard times, and Alabama is going to be here tomorrow. And I love living here. I've lived all over the world, y'all. I have. I've lived all over the world. I've lived in multiple states. I've been in multiple countries. I've been stationed places. I've been deployed to others. And I'm just going to tell you right now, ain't nothing like home. And so as you're driving home today, take heart. You live in one of the best places you could possibly live. Tell me the state. There's some out there. I know there are. But tell me the state that's going to have the white sandy beaches on the Gulf, with beautiful fertile plains in the middle and mountains and lakes and rivers in the north. Where are you going to find a state that has the highest per capita number of doctorate degrees like in Huntsville, Alabama, at the same time also has the arts and the warm water ports and the auto manufacturing? I'm just going to tell you, we do. Where are you going to find a state that has as high a per capita of veterans, meaning that we have a great deal of service and patriotism in this state like Alabama does? Where are you going to find a state that literally has a statue built to veterans of Alabama, the 167th Infantry, on a battlefield in Croix Rouge Farm in France, because a group of Alabamians, most of whom couldn't read and never been outside their county in World War I, went to the far reaches of the earth to fight the bad guys. And they changed the tide of a major battle and helped win that part of the war, to the extent that there was a general named General Plummer who said, "By God, in a time of war, you send me all the Alabamians you can find." I'm going to tell you, that's who we are as a state. We're a state that has produced multiple Medal of Honor winners. We're a state that has produced any number of industry captains. We're a state that has produced national leaders and court jurists and athletes on par with anything the world has ever seen. That's Alabama. I love living here. You can't shake me loose from it. I mean, go ahead. Right now, if they want to declare ambassador of Alabama, I'll be the ambassador of Alabama. Because I love representing this place. And the idea that I get to have a platform and talk to so many of you at one time, that gives me the biggest kick. So, folks, I'm going to tell you right now, Right Side Radio is going places. I'm not going to be a bit surprised to see this audience continue to grow. I just checked a minute ago, and we've got like somewhere in the neighborhood of 4,100 downloads of segments of the show just in the first 60 days. And I'm going to tell you why. I believe it's because people believe in a message that not only tells them what's going on, but gives them the ability to have that water cooler conversation and to take it to the nth degree. And also sounds positive and upbeat. That's right, because you don't always have to be the angry guy. You don't always have to be the one who is just mad at the world. I believe that you can literally speak to the issues and give people still a reason to feel encouraged, entertained, empowered, and enlightened. And that's what we're going to do. Right Side Radio, we're going to keep on. Copper and I will be here every day, Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 p.m., loving this audience. All right, folks, we'll be back tomorrow. Whole lot more where that came from. And if things keep going like they're going, we'll have more breaking news then, too. In fact, I already know one story. It's coming out tomorrow, and it's going to be on Right Side, and I'll have it for you then. Maybe a new news source you might want to know about. All right, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Love y'all. See you tomorrow.